And there is more music this weekend to talk about. Sylvain Garden, the performing name for Kevin Blagg, will be part of tomorrow night's outdoor concert presented by Trillium Salon Series. The show, postponed from June, is scheduled to begin tomorrow night at 7 on Mount Sequoia. Masks and social distancing protocols are required to check in and to purchase concessions. The bill tomorrow night also includes Untight. This week, Kevin Blagg talked with us about getting ready for his first live performance in more than 8 months.
It makes you almost a little bit nervous again to get in front of a crowd. Just a little bit, you know? I mean, but it's just frustrating that, you know, you can't even, as a musician, I like to go see other people perform as well. So there's that whole relationship of that is just gone. But you know, I have been recording some interesting ideas and songs and going back and mixing some recordings that I've done with myself, and I also perform with Amos Cochran, and him and I recorded a bunch of stuff prior to the pandemic, and it's given me time to go back and mix those songs and focus on those things. So really, it's just the pandemic has been me holed up in my studio trying to be creative and make the recordings I have already make them better.
Saturday night, this socially distanced concert, the first that you've been able to do in 9 months, what do you expect to play? What do you think we'll hear from you?
Well, I'm playing a sequence of events that are built on electronic soundscapes, meaning I build what's called like ambient beds, where there is a mood and a texture that's usually created with synthesizer tones and samples that are soothing and pleasing to the ear. And I set those into motion with samplers and keyboards. And then once that's all laid into motion, then I play guitar on top of it. And so, and the guitar is also soundscape oriented. My guitar is run through a series of effects pedals that make it not sound so much like an electric guitar.
Right.
So it's more about tone and mood and texture and melody some, but it's all about a mood and feeling.
I love that because 8 months into a pandemic, mood and feeling is at the top of what we're all experiencing, I think.
Correct. Yes, I agree. And you know, when people see a bill for a show that says avant-garde or experimental, some people shriek at that because they think, oh, it's going to be a bunch of noise or something unlistenable. And I think people will be pleasantly surprised that it's very structured and it's organized and it's pleasing to the ear and it's not chaos.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because there is that perception, right, with that term avant-garde and this idea that it's on the fly or, you know, the creative sensations are coming as you're doing it. But these are compositions. This is structured and understood pathway musically, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, all of the songs are very structured. And there is a little bit of an improvisational aspect to some of them that can happen within the structure, but it's still going to fall under the same timeline of the structure underneath.
What's the setup for you? I mean, both in time and visually. How long does it take you to get ready for a show? And then what do people see when they see you?
Well, I have kind of a lot of equipment. I have a few synthesizers and samplers and a computer, and I have a pretty elaborate pedal board for my guitar, because the guitar sounds are cascade through delays and reverbs and syncopated tap tempo. So my whole system, the computer, the samplers, and my guitar pedals are all clocked through MIDI to where I can control the tempo of the entire composition on the fly. So that being said, I have a pretty elaborate electronic setup wrapped around me the whole time.
Wrapped around. I like that. I mean, when you say wrapped around, of course, there aren't cords that are constricting you, but there is sort of a, I don't know.
Like a station,
yes,
if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are like your own conductor up there, right? I mean, you are the conductor, you're the composer, you're the orchestra, you're all there. And I'm wondering, do you have conversations with yourself as you're performing? I mean, not audibly, but what's going on?
I know what you're saying. Yeah, there is an internal dialogue, especially with the aspects of the performance that do lend to improvisation, because how I'm feeling it at the time, I may set certain things into motion earlier or later than I have in the past, based on how I'm feeling. And so there is definitely an internal dialogue.
Kevin Black performs as Cellophane Garden and will be part of the Trillium Salon Series tomorrow night at 7 at Mount Sequoia. Untight will also play, and there is a suggested $10 donation. Our conversation took place earlier this week. The concert tomorrow night outdoors, but masks and social distancing will be required for check-in and concession purchases. And Trillium Salon Series is presenting another show, a live scoring of the silent horror classic Nosferatu, Thursday night. There's limited seating for that concert that is provided by Thought Collective. You can learn more about either show at TrilliumSalonSeries.com.